Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
A woman was killed on Wednesday morning after a dispute in Seward, and the man believed to be responsible for her death escaped police custody. Just after 12:30 a.m. Wednesday morning, the Alaska State Troopers and Seward Police Department responded to the area of Balmat Street and Old Nash Road in Seward for reports that a female was unconscious after potentially being shot. Two adult males, including 55-year-old Seward resident Danny Lowry Jr., were detained by responding law enforcement while officers provided first aid care to 51-year-old Seward resident Billy Cubley. A firearm was recovered from Lowry as he was being detained. As law enforcement officers were providing first aid care to Cubley, Lowry escaped detainment and fled the area on foot. Law enforcement officers were not immediately able to locate Lowry, and a coordinated manhunt was initiated consisting of the Southern and South Central Alaska State Troopers SWAT teams and other Kenai Peninsula area law enforcement officers. Exhaustive search efforts for Lowry have been unsuccessful, and the SWAT teams have demobilized from the Seward area while local law enforcement continues to search areas of interest for Lowry. Cubley was declared deceased at a Seward hospital after receiving a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Due to the circumstances, the Alaska Bureau of Investigation responded and began a thorough murder investigation into Cubley's death. Based on their preliminary investigation, troopers have determined that Cubley was likely struck by the bullet while Lowry was attempting to take the gun from Cubley after she threatened to shoot herself. It is unclear why Lowry fled the scene after being detained. An escape in the fourth degree arrest warrant has been requested for Lowry. Federal managers shut down a major Alaska fishery on Wednesday after two Kodiak-based boats targeting whitefish caught some 2,000 king salmon, an unintentional harvest that drew near-instant condemnation from advocates who want better protections for the struggling species. The Kodiak-based trawl fleet has caught just over one-fourth of its seasonal quota of pollock, a whitefish that's typically processed into items like fish sticks, fish pies, and surimi, the paste used to make fake crab. But about 20 boats will now be forced to end their season weeks before its November 1st closure, with hundreds of jobs at shore-based processing plants also in jeopardy to make sure the fleet doesn't exceed its yearly cap on its unintentional king salmon harvest, some 18,000 fish. The incident is sure to draw more scrutiny on the issue of bycatch, the industry term for the unintended harvest, typically of salmon or halibut, by boats targeting other species. Tribal advocates and conservation groups for the past several years have been making increasingly urgent pleas to managers to crack down on bycatch by trawl vessels, which can scoop up salmon in the nets they drag through the waters targeting pollock and other lower-value species. Those groups' focus has largely been on bycatch by pollock trawlers in the Bering Sea. The salmon caught Sunday were harvested using the same type of nets used by trawlers in the Bering Sea, but in a different area of the ocean, the central Gulf of Alaska. Most of the salmon caught as bycatch in the Gulf are from British Columbia and the U.S. West Coast, according to genetic data published by federal scientists. But some also come from neighboring Alaska rivers, particularly in southeast Alaska, but also in small portions from the Copper and Kenai rivers. This is the first time the annual cap has been hit since it went into place in 2012. Pop culture icon Weird Al Yankovic will head north to Alaska on his upcoming national tour, performing at the Alaska State Fair on Sunday, August 17th of next year at 6 p.m. He is the first act to be announced in the fair's 2025 ConocoPhillips Alaska Concert Series. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. at alaskastatefair.org. Concert tickets, including fair admission, must be purchased by August 14th. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.